Public comments. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on a matter that is not on the agenda? Please come forward, either one of you gentlemen, Mr. Avery. Please state your name for the record.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Avery, and I'm with the Virginia Saltwater Sport Fishing Association, and I'm here to request that this board repeal the prohibition on the gaffing of cobia. And our request is, our hope is, that you can make a motion today and vote on it today and make it effective tomorrow so we can have our gaff back for the remainder of the cobia season. Visa requested that we did a petition out there among our anglers, and within 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, we now have over 582 signatures of a change.org petition, all requesting that the board repeal the prohibition on gaffing. And if it pleases the commissioner, the chairman, I do have a copy of the petition.
I think we've seen it.
If you've seen it, okay. I did send it to you, but I didn't get it to all the board members. If it's not needed for the record, then there are 582 signatures. Interesting inside the petition, too.
I'll tell you, Mike, you have a copy of the petition right there. Could I have it, please? We need to keep this here on file for at least 30 days. I've seen this. I'm going to pass it down to the rest of the board that may not have.
An interesting part of the petition is anglers are able to make their own comments. And we had over 200 individual comments from the anglers, all expressing a concern over the gaffing issue. But let me preface this by saying the anglers are very pleased with your decision among the board for our cobia season. And we're grateful that you did give us a cobia season. And we're not requesting any changes to the cobia regulation, to the season, to the sizes, other than the gaff issue. So I just wanted to clarify that, because we're generally pleased with what the board did. So I'm not coming here with pitchforks and anything. Our overall concern within our anglers, and this is backed up by the comments inside the petition, is a safety concern. Now, some of the anglers who appeared before you in the February meeting said safety is not an issue. It's not unsafe to net a large cobia. But our anglers disagree, and the comments disagree. And my personal opinion is, if you're an experienced angler, then it's probably not a safety issue. But if you don't have a lot of experience, then netting a large green cobia, when I say the word green, I mean a cobia that is still has a lot of life in him. And he gets in the net, he gets in the boat, and he's thrashing around like crazy. If you've ever seen a 40, 50, 60-pound cobia that gets inside the boat on short order, he's thrashing around like crazy. And he's inside a net that, of course, has webbing, and it's hard to get that cobia out of the net. Sometimes the hook gets tangled inside the net, and you got to reach inside there. And while the cobia is thrashing, you have to try to get it all untangled. And so there have been some safety concerns over that whole operation. So that's the primary concern, is safety. The secondary concern is the fact that a large cobia coming at the boat, and then you put in front of him a large net in the water, he sees that net and he's going to turn away. And he's going to make one, two, three, four, five additional runs. And when that happens, potentially you're going to lose more fish. Anytime you can't quickly dispatch a keeper fish, you're just going to simply lose more fish. And that's not the primary concern. It's still safety. Now, the primary concern, I understand why the board voted the way they did. The primary concern is occasionally, and I will admit it does happen, occasionally an angler, inexperienced angler, or an angler who doesn't care about the rules will gaff an undersized cobia. And I get that occasionally that does happen. I'm not going to try to convince you that doesn't happen every once in a while. But our position is that happens rarely. And it happens by the poor anglers who really probably don't care about the rules anyways. So you've created rules for people who don't care about the rules. And so the rest of us who are law-abiding citizens, you've now taken away one of our tools that we use to bring a cobia into the boat. Now, all cobia anglers, we're not saying do away with the net if you give us our gaff. All cobia anglers brings a net and a gaff. And you make that decision when you see the cobia. And if it's questionable in size, if it's like 39, 40, 42 inches, we net it because we don't want to gaff a cobia that we intend to release. And every cobia angler I know does it that way. You net all the fish that are questionable. We only gaff the large fish that are clearly keeper size. And those are the ones that we gaff. And so we're talking about the vast majority of anglers here are not gonna be, you know, killing cobia and gaffing cobia that we released. So it's our basic position is that you're punishing the masses to try to account for a couple of anglers who have poor practices. I'll remind the commission that we're the only state that prohibits the gaff. Virginia's the only one. There's no other state that does that.
For this species?
For cobia. Yes, I'm talking specifically cobia. Now, I will clarify. We don't really have, although there are anglers who say we should be able to allow the gaffing of striped bass, you don't hear a big public outcry for striped bass because striped bass and cobia, when they're beside the boat, it's like apples and oranges. A striped bass, you can easily get that guy in the net and take care of him and get him in the boat, and it doesn't become an issue. A cobia, on the other hand, it's like I said, it's like apples and oranges. So a cobia, trying to get a cobia in the boat is not like a striped bass. And so there's not a big public outcry to give us our gaff back for striped bass like there is for cobia. I will just throw this out there just to make you aware. There was an angler who was passionate about this request and convinced the board to do this. And what really pains me to see now, I'm not going to mention any names, but what pains me to see on the internet when he posts his own fishing reports, now the entire community is just bashing him and personally attacking him because he stood up for what he believes is right. And I don't have any objections to anyone doing what he believes is right, but now the entire community has been kind of bashing him personally. And I just don't like to see that. I don't participate in any of that. And it just pains me to see that goes on out there. And so so now he's kind of keeping his head low now because that's been happening a lot lately. So just to restate my request within Visa is I'm hoping that the board can today, either right now or put it on the agenda at the end with the fishery issues, is to repeal the prohibition on gaff and give us our gaff back. And we hope you can make the decision today and not put it into the July meeting or the August meeting because, you know, our cobia season has an end date. And so if you push the decision later, then it's going to be it's going to eat into our cobia season. And I will remind, though, one more final point is it is our belief that you don't need a public hearing on this issue because we already had a public hearing in February, and this issue was part of that. And so there's lots of public comments out there, pro and con, and the vast majority say, give us our gaff back. That's all I have.
You want to speak on this matter as well? Please come forward. Mike, don't go far. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Jerry Hughes. I'm a recreational angler from Chesapeake, Virginia. I'm a member of many organizations. My concern is I was here on March 28th when you had the meeting on the cobia issue. And I heard a lot of people on this board make some recommendations on who could use a gaff and who couldn't use a gaff. And there was some talk about letting charter boat captains do it. That didn't go. I heard some other issues about it. The one issue that was never brought up, and I found out afterwards, is commercial fishermen are allowed to gaff their cobias. Why are they allowed to do it and not me? I go fishing a lot by myself. I got to the 12-mile marker. I anchor up. I'm only allowed one fish. If I happen to be lucky and have one hooked up, I can tell you when it's a 40-inch or not, and I should be able to use a gaff to get him.
Anything else to add?
No, sir.
Is there anybody in the audience who wants to address the commission on this gaffing of cobia issue that's just been presented? Mr. Avery, please come forward. So I have one question.
Yes, sir.
This is just my question. The rest of the board may have questions. So this was heard at the March 28th meeting.
Yes.
The season started June 1st.
Yes.
What has changed?
The fish.
What has changed? I mean, I don't understand. This was debated at great length by the board. The board make a decision. Are you here because something has changed, or you just did not like the board's decision?
Well, it's not just me personally. The vast majority of the anglers, we like the board's decision on our season, but there are very few anglers that support the gaff prohibition. It's just another unnecessary rule that the commission has imposed upon anglers that has no justification to it. And I remind you, Mr. Chairman, as that your own staff has no position on the gaff because there is no data to suggest whether the gaff hurts or helps the cobia population.
Matt, it's up to the board. This is a public comment period. Board operates on most, Mr. France.
Can you, is there any way to know what was our vote on that issue?
The vote was, and this is the problem with the whole thing, is that you can't just address this. It was a compromise position. We increased the boat limit from 2 to 3. We increased the season into September, and we kept the no gaffing rule, and that was basically was Commissioner Ballard, who said I will be okay to go in with 3, as long as we keep the gaff prohibition, and that's how it ended. It came down to 2 fish with the gaff, 3 fish without a gaff. And so if we're going to go back and we're going to relook at the gaffing thing, we really have to relook at it all, and it absolutely would require a public hearing. I mean, it just would, because it was part of the overall decision. You just can't throw out one of it without addressing it, all of it.
Mr. Taggart.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that meeting, but I've fished out of Cape Charles for cobia since 87, I guess it is, and I'm having a hard time understanding why anybody needs gaff. You don't have many Eastern Shore signatures on here. So you got C.L. Marshall up in Pocomoke, and you got another fellow, and you got Bill Lewis down in Cape Charles, but that's it. I haven't heard a peep. My phone hasn't rung on this issue. And I can tell you, I've seen people gaff cobia that were this long. If you have the gaff, they're going to use it. And what's a dead cobia? Throw it back, it doesn't do us any good. I see this as kind of the captains of these guided boats. And then the other part I didn't get is, why are guys bringing in green cobia? I mean, it's like the first thing you learn when you go cobia fishing is you don't bring them in green. Why are these guys that are signing this petition, why do they want to bring it in green?
Well, the primary issue, and it is a charter boat captain issue, too.
And you can tell.
The primary issue is when you got the cobia beside the boat the first time, if you have the gaff, he's in the boat. Rather than, taking your chance with, 4 or 5 additional long runs, on a charter boat, you have mostly inexperienced anglers and children involved, and they all want to get close to the action. And that's where your safety issue comes in. I personally disagree that this is tied to the season and the limits, because you have no data to suggest that this the gaffing helps or hurts the population. So there's nothing to suggest that this is tied to the limits. That's just my opinion.
Mr. Avery, what you're asking from my perspective here of the commission is to set a precedent here that whenever somebody doesn't like a decision that's been made, they can come back in a month or two in the public comment period and try again. And I'm not sure that I like that precedent. This would happen throughout commercial fisheries on a monthly basis, and our meetings in the public comment period would turn into hours because people would just keep asking again and again. That's my concern. This issue was discussed, it was debated, it was motion, it was a substitute motion, it was back and forth, and this is where the commission ended up. I think that this should remain where it is personally until next year, and we're happy to relook at all of this all over again. That's where I'm coming from.
Why are commercial fishermen?
Mr. Hughes, hold on a second. You're not at the microphone. Mr. Zedron has a question.
I agree with the commissioner here. You know, if that issue, the whole cobia thing, was heavily debated. I had made some motions, and it didn't fly. I'm the one that made the motion that said charter boat captains could gap, but you said no. It's either all or none. And so we have thoroughly discussed this. You had a public meeting. Everybody had their input. Commissioner Bull did a great job up there, let everybody speak. And we were able to hash out something that we thought was in the best interest of the watermen. And, you know, if we did what you ask, well, what's the next month? Come by here and say, well, wait a minute, guys. You don't understand. There's too many cobia here, and we should have four per boat. And in the next month, could have something other than that. You know, we need to lower the size limit. So there's no end to it. I think the procedure is that we have a public meeting. Everything gets on the table. We hash it out, make a decision, and we need to stay by that. I mean, if we're changing the regulations from month to month to month, I mean, how can we expect anybody and their law enforcement people to enforce the law if we were changing it from month to month? And so I think, and I agree, if we do this, it's not about just this case. It's about everything we do. And so I would be opposed to even considering anything that you're asking. And it's nothing personal, but it's just our procedure means nothing then.
I don't think we're – I got attorneys on either side of me. I don't think we could. Mm-hmm. It would be illegal. So I got the attorney general sitting next to me saying it would be illegal.
Yeah, you'd have to have a public hearing and go through the publishing. Just because it's a repeal doesn't exempt it from this process.
I'll accept that.
Well, let's make a decision here. To some degree or another, which is the board operates on motions, and the chairman can't make a motion. If there isn't a motion, we move on.
Okay. I thank you for your time.
Well, let's give it 30 seconds here. If there's a motion here in the next few seconds here, we'll address it, and if not, Captain, I see a motion.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
I respect your position, and I respect the chartermen and the charter operators here for their passion on this. I am happy personally to reopen this for next season's and next season's measures. Thank you, sir. Okay. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter not on the agenda? Please come forward. Please state your name for the record.
Cole Winchester, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen of the commission, I stand before you to ask for an exception to the April 30th deadline for my commercial card registration due to a postal error where the postman did not take it out of my mailbox. I'm on a walking route. When my wife picked up the mail that day, she just put it in a box in our house, and it was 1st of May when I realized it. Actually, May 2nd to be exact. I was here on May 3rd. And it was not accepted. I wrote the letter as I was in the office downstairs. It was naturally denied by the chief, and I was told I had to come before the commission. This license has been in my family for 20 years. When my dad passed away 2 years ago, it was transferred to me, and I'm just asking to be able to keep it.
Chief O'Reilly? Do you or someone on staff have knowledge of this situation?
I have your letter here, sir.
How are you doing?
Yes, we do. And again, I think I just understood that Mr. Winchester turned in the packet 2 days after the deadline.
I have it here. They wouldn't take it because it was past the deadline.
So it's new territory. This isn't the only case. We've had a few where we have this April 30th deadline. Recall it used to be February 28th.
Yep.
The commission allowed it to go to April 30th, and at the same time, the commission did away with exceptions, except for medical conditions that were documented for that year. The commission did away with appeals, quite frankly, as well. So this is really something that the commission has to decide, and that's why I signed that it was denied.
Is there a postmark on that letter?
Do you have a postmark on the first letter?
No, sir.
Never picked up.
It was not picked up, and when I realized, I physically tried to bring it on May 3rd, and it was past that.
We're in new precedent-setting territory moving forward here. Would this be helpful for staff to be able to discuss this with him and determine an option, if there are options?
We can do that. I guess my question would be, what type of fisheries have you been involved with over the last several years?
Crabbing, sir. My family has a crabbing license, and it was transferred to me 2 years ago. It's just it's an 85-pot license. And then if you look back on our record, we have no infractions, and we respect the waters.
So I think staff would need to look at that license history, the harvest activity, and then maybe this is something that, given the circumstances, I still think it's going to be up to the commissioner to make a decision.
Mr. Erskine?
I just have a question. April 30th is a was a Sunday.
Yes.
So it was a Sunday. And you said you picked it up when? Was it May 1st or was it?
May 2nd on Tuesday is when I was going through my bills to pay for me, and that's when I saw it sitting there where my wife had, we have a box that she just puts on the mail in because I pay the bills, and it was supposed to go out in April, and she just put it in there. And I was here on May 3rd, and that's when my thing was dated, that Wednesday.
Okay. As a follow-up,
Mr. Erskine.
to Chief O'Reilly, if it falls on a Sunday, would you grant it till you would have granted or accepted application till that Monday, May 1st, or would it be the 28th, Friday?
Well, usually we look at the postmark, but of course this wasn't postmarked. That's the problem. But also, I think we have the situation with when the oyster season falls, when the crab season falls on a Sunday as well. And I think in this case, to give an extra 2 months was very good of the commission to allow that. And so I don't know when if you've had the license for the last 2 years, when you applied last year, and we could look at that as well. So staff can look this over and probably get in touch with you, if that's all right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Could you make that in the expedited sense?
Yes.
That'd be great. Staff is wonderful. You guys do great. Mr. Zedra.
I don't understand. What is this letter you're talking about? Is that something from the commission?
Which letter, sir?
Whatever letter you're talking about.
Denial letter.
This is the denial letter, but the letter I wrote was the exception letter for you have to write a letter if you're asking for exception beyond the 30th deadline.
Did you check and see when the deadline was?
Yes, sir. It was mailed prior to the deadline. This is still sealed, and I have the check is inside here and where I dated it, and I have my checks that were written previously and post that check number that would honor that it was dated within the time frame, but it's not a postmark. So that's
all right. So if I can understand the facts, you made your application, put a check in the envelope, and you mailed it to the commission.
Correct, and it was not picked up by the postman on my route. It was not
in
my mailbox.
All right, now it's event. You put that in your mailbox, and the postman picks it out of the mailbox and puts it in the mail.
Correct, but he did not take it. He just put my mail in. I'm on a walking route, so I don't have a standard mailbox that's at the street where you have the flag that's up. It's just one that's mounted on the side of the house.
So that envelope was never mailed?
No, sir. It was never taken by the post office.
And then you got the denial letter from us, and then that's when you figured, well, I don't know, you say on May 2nd you found that letter.
Yes, it was mixed in with my incoming mail, and that's when I came here the next day asking for it.
Thank you.
So the limiting situation is that we no longer have exceptions unless you had a medical condition in the year that you failed to apply for the commercial fisherman registration license. And then that takes supporting information from a physician of the condition that prevented you. That's the only case. That's why we're sort of in the situation of unknown. It's not the only one. There were others that, I think at least two others that also were denied because they missed the April 30th deadline.
I ask one more question.
Mr. Zedner.
The last year, when was the deadline last year?
April 30th.
No, I'm not asking you.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know.
Okay. When was the deadline last year?
April 30th, sir.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right, no further questions.
Mr. Neal.
Can, and I'm not sure if you, what you're asking of us, but can we just make a motion to grant you the discretion to decide on this case on your own after staff does their...
Yes,
you can.
Okay. I move that we allow Commissioner Bull to decide on this at his discretion at a later date.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Neal and a second by, I think, everybody else. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes. Get with staff.
Yes, sir.
We'll try to work something out if we can.
Yes, sir.
Not really happy about setting a precedent here. So
yes, sir.
We'll see what can be arranged.
Okay.
Is there anybody else who wishes to address the commission in the public comment section of the meeting on a matter that is not on the agenda? Okay. Public comment period's over.